WJLS FM, Beckley, Princeton, Lewisburg, a West Virginia Radio Corporation station.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Well, hello and a beautiful Sunday morning to you. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. It is good to come in your homes, your automobiles, your convalescent penitentiaries, wherever you are. And so let's get right into our broadcast today. I want to do this song for you here. This one says, "My saucer is full, my cup is running over."
Well, I've never made a fortune, and it's probably too late now, but I don't worry about that too much, because I'm happy anyhow. And as I go along life's journey, I'm reaping better than I've sown. For I'm drinking from the saucer, cup has overflowed. I ain't got a lot of riches. Sometime the going it gets rough. Oh, but I have a friend in Jesus, and that makes me rich enough. Now I thank God for all his blessing, and his mercy he bestows. For now I'm drinking from my saucer, has overflowed. Why, sure, I've been through some storms, and yes, I'm sure there's been times, well, when my faith must have gotten very, very thin. But you know what? It seemed like that one day, all at once, while those dark clouds moved aside and the old sun began to shine again. So Lord, help me not to grumble. Help me not to complain about all the tough roads that I've had to hoe. Because now I'm drinking from a saucer. Because thanks to you, Lord, my cup is now overflowed. And if I should go on living, and if my way gets steep and rough, I won't ask for other blessings, for I'm already blessed enough. Lord, to help another bear their load. And I'll keep drinking from the saucer, for my cup has overflowed.
Yes, sir, I'll keep drinking from the saucer because my cup has overflown. It's amazing what God has done for us. Sometimes we're really not thankful enough. But anyhow, I thank God today for you. I hope that you're thanking God for me. I want to remember today Miss Ruby Dixon. And Miss Ruby Dixon says, "Remember me in prayer." Ruby, we always remember you in prayer. She said, "I'm getting too old to write." Well, I appreciate the offering you sent, and I appreciate the what you said, and I appreciate Carol Cole and his wife. I appreciate them. They gave my boy Todd some finances for the broadcast, and I appreciate that. And, well, I just can't say it enough. I appreciate all of you. So I want to remember today Louise and James Ellison in the broadcast. And then we will be at the Pillar of Truth now on the third Sunday this month. That's the 20th, and we'll be doing homecoming. So we're going to invite you up to be with us at homecoming. And we're going to start at 10 o'clock in the morning, and we'll have singing. Johnny Grade will be singing. Barry Harper and Patty will be there, and Barry Harper is the pastor, and I go up there every now and then to preach for him. So anyhow, we'll remember John Cook and Glenna and all the people up there at the church this morning. So we will be in homecoming now on the 20th. Service starting at 10 o'clock in the morning and going through at about 12 o'clock, and then we're going to stop and have some dinner, and then we'll have some good fellowship. So you make plans right now to come out and be with us if you can, okay? Let's go right back and listen to this song. Now, hope you enjoy this one also.
There's a great celebration that is being planned today, and there's a feeling of excitement in the air. And the final preparations are all now underway, and the guest of honor soon shall take his place.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold.
Reach like a page from history. The saints of all the ages will be on hand, and the singing of the ransom choir will entertain us there. We'll all rejoice at the merry supper of the Lamb.
Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when they crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, what a day when we gather with the Savior. Oh, what a day when his glory we behold. My heart is thrilled to know that I'll be in the number when they crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Yes, sir, when they crown him King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I'm going to be there. I've made plans for 50-some years. I've been preaching since 1962, and I've preached the second coming of our Lord, and I'm going to be there. I don't know. I may go out in the rapture. I may go out in death, but nevertheless, I'm going to be there. I'm like Brother Ernie said. I'm going to strut down the streets of gold. I'm going to look, see what heaven really looks like. Heaven is a beautiful place. He said, I had not seen, the earth not heard, nor hath entered into the heart what God has in store for them that love him. And if we continue true until the end, now you got to stay true to God until the end, that we can walk down Hallelujah Boulevard. I'm going to walk on streets of pure gold one day, and I'm going to strut down the streets of gold on Hallelujah Boulevard.
Well, I saw a cripple. He was dragging his feet. He could not walk as I do now.
the street. I said, my friend, I feel sorry for you. Well, he said, up in heaven, I'm gonna walk just like you. I'll see all my friends in Hallelujah Square. What a wonderful time we're all gonna have up there. We'll sing and praise Jesus, his glory. And you'll not see one cripple on Hallelujah Square. Well, I saw a blind man, he's tapping along, he's pressing his way as he moves toward the throne. I said, my friend, I feel so sorry for you. But he said, up in heaven, I'm going to see just like you. Well, I saw an old man, and he's grasping for the last breath. I knew that very soon his eyes would be closed in death. But he said, my son, don't feel sorry for me. Because you see, up in heaven, there'll be no death, no crying, no sighing for me. Up on Hallelujah Square, and what a wonderful time we'll all have up there. We'll sing, we'll praise Jesus, his glory we'll share, and you'll not see one sad one in Hallelujah Square. In Hallelujah Square.
Oh, sure, God said, I'll wipe all tears from their eyes. There'll be no crying, there'll be no grief. I just can't imagine what it will really be like. I can take the scriptures and quote the scriptures and tell you, but I have not seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath entered into the heart what God has in store for them. We've only touched its boundaries, and we haven't really touched what God says it's really going to be like. So, but I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to have streets of gold and walls of jasper. Well, it's going to be a beautiful place. Please don't miss it, and make plans right now to go with me, because I'm going to be there, my friend. I have already, he paid my bet at Calvary. I confess my sin. He's faithful and just, forgive me my sin and cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
I got up late one morning, had to run to catch my bus. My, how my legs did hurt from all that running, and how I did sit there and complain. But then I looked up, and from my seat, I saw a young girl coming down the aisle. She was walking on one leg in a walker, and as she passed by, she gave me one of the biggest smiles. And I thought, I have two good legs, and the world is mine. Oh, God, forgive me when I whine. Later, as I was walking down the street, I saw a small boy with eyes of blue. As he stood and watched, he seemed he didn't know what to do. And I said, why don't you join the others, son? He looked straight ahead and spoke not a word. And then I seen that he could not hear. And I said, oh God, I have two good ears, and the world is mine. Please forgive me when I whine. down the street, I stopped to buy some sweets. And the lad that sold them to me had such charm. I just had to talk with him for a while. It would not hurt if I was late, so I just sat and chatted for a while. And as I left, he said to me, "Thank you, sir, you've been so kind. It's nice to talk to folks like you, or you see I'm blind." I said, "Lord, I have two good eyes, and the world is mine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine. Oh God, forgive me when I whine."
Read of a city, John saw coming down from God out of heaven. The walls are of jasper, the gates are of pearl, the streets of pure gold. He tells of a pure river of life that flows from the throne. And when we have reached that beautiful place, we're known as we're known. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. If you leave me standing here on this earth, just wait by the river. It's such a good place for us to meet over there. And after I find you, let's go see Jesus. Then let's go find our dad and mother. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river over that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river where loved ones dwell who've gone on before. If you leave here first, just wait by the river. If I leave you here, that's where you'll find me. Let's meet by the river over on that beautiful shore. Let's meet by the river. Oh,
I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. And he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father has sent me, I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is the bread which came down from heaven. Not as your fathers did eat manna, and they are dead. But he that eateth this bread shall live forever. These things I say in the synagogue, as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, "This is a hard saying. Who can hear it?" When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, "Doth this offend you? What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before, is it spirit that is quickened? The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not." For Jesus knew from the very beginning who they were that believeth not, and who should betray him. And he said, therefore, "I say unto you that no man
come unto you except it were given unto him of my Father. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then said Jesus to the 12, Will you also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? For thou hast the words of eternal life. Father, your word for your people, all God's people said it. Amen. You may be seated. What is happening here in this passage of Scripture? Maybe the same thing that happens to every church and every born-again believer. That these were the followers or the disciples of Jesus Christ. But the Bible said there was something happening they did not understand. And that's one of the biggest problems in the Christian world today. We simply don't understand God, even though this was their teaching. An illustration, and I nearly brought it with me today, a boiled egg. Have you ever taken an egg and boiled it? I love boiled eggs. I eat them quite often. But there's something about that boiled egg, I just can't tell exactly when it's done. I boil the egg, I understand they say 3 minutes is poached eggs. But I watch the clock and I boil my egg and I boil my egg and I boil my egg. But all the time when I'm boiling that egg, I am wondering, when is it going to get done on the inside? You see, a mystery unveils right before my very eyes. I can't understand. I don't know when the egg is done. If I could only look inside of that egg, I could tell exactly the moment that it was done. But I can't. I cannot look inside of that egg. As a matter of fact, I can't look around corners. I can't look through that door right there. I do not know what's going on the other side of that door. I don't know what's going on the back side of that door. I don't know what's going on the back side of that door. If I could only look into the future, if I could look inside of the egg, I would not have to guess. I would understand exactly when it got done. But I can't do that. But God can. God can look inside the egg. He can look behind the door. He can look behind the wall. As a matter of fact, the Bible said his eyes run to and fro throughout the earth. The whole entire world. There is nothing hid from God. But it's so hard sometimes for us to understand that. They could not understand that. Let me tell you what an unknown speaker said one time. He said, I cannot for the life of me understand how that they could not understand what Jesus was saying. In this world of today, it is not confusing. But in that world, in that day, it was confusing for them to understand what he was really saying. And I'm finding today we're having the same problem. The biggest problem the church is having today, we just don't understand what God is trying to say. I think it was Randy that made the statement, find out what God is doing and get in on it. If we could only understand what God is trying to do, if we could only know the future, if we could only take the past, bring it into the present so that we can know what is in the future. But we can't do that. Because the Bible said the secret things belong to God. Only the things that are revealed belong to me. Only the things I can see, the things I can feel. My five senses tells me that it's there. I can see it, I can feel it, I can taste it, I can smell it. Because my five senses are operating in my body. But I cannot see a lot of times or understand what's really going on. The only thing I do understand in my spiritual mentality that I got to remember that he is God, regardless of any circumstance, regardless of any situation. He is God. That's why that Jesus Christ said plain and very plain to those people. The bread that your fathers eat in the wilderness was manna. It fell from heaven. They ate it and they died. And then he goes on to say, but I am the bread of life. You eat this bread, you'll never die. And you know, that's hard to understand. It's hard to understand how we can eat of the flesh and drink of the blood and live. But it's in the atonement. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there would be no remission for sin. The blood sacrifice came many years before that. It was placed upon the lintels of the door. And the Israelites said when the angel came by, the death angel came by, and he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over them. And yet these people were so ignorant to the fact, they could not understand what was going on. But you know, sometimes when our burdens become so heavy,
we also heard of my valley. Lord, I just couldn't walk this road alone. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he's my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, and the one I've trusted has let me down, well, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one that I can count on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen. With arms folded about me, and he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus, the shepherd of my valley? I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do?
Our fathers, we touched the throne of grace this morning. We realized we could not make it without your helping hand, without your shoulder to lean on, without your hands to guide us. We'd never make it. But we're thankful, Lord, that we can make it through the valley. We can cross the mountain. We can go through the hard times. We can face all the sickness and all the battles that the devil might throw at us, because you said if you be for us, there is no power that can ever stand against us. So, Father, we believe that. We trust that this morning. I'm trusting for all of my unseen audience. I'm praying for all of them. I pray that you'll give them a special touch this morning. In Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen. Well, neighbor, now we will be on the third Sunday, on the 20th. We'll be at the Pillar of Truth Church having homecoming. And, we got a good lineup of singers. Jack Lawson come from Roanoke. And we've got singers there, and Johnny Gravely and I'll be preaching and singing. And Brother Barry Harper is the pastor there, and he invites you to come up and be with him. And I know that we'll have food. We will have service at 10 o'clock, and then we'll break, and then we'll have food and have fellowship. So I'm praying that you will come and meet with us at the Pillar of Truth Church, located in Barger Springs. You go out down through the 4-H Camp Road, and down that way, and you can find the church on the right. So come and be with us.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time.
It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mounts, HC 80, Box 36, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.